the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that gives you a healthy, practical dose of business goodness every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. If you're looking to start your business and you're looking to nail your business idea, check out our free 7-video course on idea validation over at 100mba.net/free-course. Today's episode is a guest teacher episode where we bring on an expert in an area to teach you a guest lesson. I can't know everything, guys. Today we have Josh Elledge. Josh is an expert when it comes to getting amazing PR. He's going to teach you how to get free PR for your business in today's lesson. I've personally used the strategies that Josh shares in today's lesson. If you want to get on major publications like The Huffington Post, Fast Company, Forbes, Inc., if you want to get that kind of publicity and be out there and get some major link juice out there and people finding out about your business and what you do, then you got to listen up. You can't afford to miss today's lesson because it could be the best thing you could do for the marketing of your business. Speaking of business, let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by HostGator. HostGator is an all-in-one web hosting solution with their 24/7 live support via chat, phone, or email. Whatever you need for your website, you have somebody to help you any time of day, any day of the week. Whether it's hosting a new website, registering a domain name, securing SSL certificates, they got your back, and they do it all without breaking the bank. Go to HostGator.com and use promo code OMARHOOKUP and save 25% off web hosting. Again, that's HostGator.com. Use promo code OMARHOOKUP. Today's guest teacher, Josh Elledge, is a good friend, as well as the founder of UpEndPR.com and SavingsAngel.com. And Josh helps people just like you stop being ignored. It's one of the biggest pain points we have as business owners is when you build an amazing business, you build an amazing product, you're working hard, you're putting out content, but nobody in the major media is recognizing you. And Josh has broken the code. He's going to show you how to use some amazing strategies, some free strategies to get great PR. Josh has been on TV and radio more than 1,000 times in more than 100 different cities. He's owned a newspaper. He writes for a syndicated column for over 1.5 million readers. He's created more than $8 million in free advertising for his company. And today he's going to teach you how to do the same. So without further ado, I'm going to pass it on to Josh to teach you today's lesson. Take it away, Josh.
Thanks so much, Omar. Hello, everybody. My name is Josh Elledge from UpEnd PR. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today, I'm going to be teaching you how to get tons of free publicity. So let's get down to business. I've been able to create a lot of success. My primary company, SavingsAngel.com, has actually done more than $5 million in sales. And I have spent less than $500 in advertising. I have mastered this art of public relations. Now, the first challenge that I think a lot of people have when they try to do PR is they think, okay, well, here's how this works. I'm going to reach out to reporters, producers, people of influence, and I'm going to pitch them on something, and then they're going to respond back, and then they're going to make me famous. Well, the reality is that generally doesn't work out so well. And I'm going to give you some harsh truth about why most influencers, particularly those in the media, are not contacting you back. Number one, it could have something to do with your approach. Like if you're coming on too strong, if your pitch is lame, you're pitching your company. Look, unless you are a major corporation like Apple or something like that, nobody cares about your business. They really don't. All right. Particularly in the newsroom, unless it's really, truly news breaking, blasting out a press release isn't going to get you any attention. First off, I am not a fan of press releases. You are better off building relationships with influencers, particularly those within the media, because they do have the ability to wave their wand and presto changeo, turn you into an overnight success. That's exactly what happened with Savings Angel. I mentioned that there's there's probably more than one reason that you're not getting responses back. Number one, your approach may be all off. But let's say your approach is good. And let's say that you actually pitch something that's of interest to their audience. You're tapping into something that is going on, that's trending, it's in the local news, something that their audiences would really be interested in. So here's what happens then. And here's why I would guess probably more than 80% of the reason that you're not getting responded to is because of how you're presenting yourself. There are three things that you need to have in place to be taken seriously by the media. Number one, I'm going to assume that you use Twitter. Why? Because that's where you're going to be able to get immediate access to just about anybody in the media. They all use Twitter. That's where you're going to spend all of your time. So it makes sense then that you would have a full and complete Twitter profile. Now, this includes making sure that you have at least 100 followers, you show a little bit of engagement, and you're posting from time to time, and you are presenting the image of being a subject matter expert for your industry. So your social media needs to look good. And by social media, I mean number one, Twitter, number two, LinkedIn. Anything else? It's a bonus. Next, we need to make sure that your website looks like it has been designed within the past couple years, or at least updated within the past couple years. If I go to your website right now, I scroll down to the very bottom and it says copyright 2013. Oh, come on. I mean, it doesn't even look like you're trying. So please go check out your website right now and please make sure that your copyright is up to date. It's a small thing that can easily be missed, but it really is a quick indication of whether or not you are actively watching your site. Also, again, modern design standards, it needs to be responsive on all devices, and you really need to invest a little bit of time and effort to make sure it looks good. Finally, your digital reputation needs to look magnificent. So if I Google you, what will I find? Now, if you Google my name, Josh Elledge, I can tell you exactly what you're going to find because I work very hard to make sure that my digital reputation looks impeccable. If you want to improve your digital reputation, one of the best things that you can do is that you can start cooperating with other bloggers, podcasters, and digital content producers, and that you give away free content without any expectation of any returns, any traffic back. All you want is the positive SEO benefit from being identified as a thought leader or subject matter expert that's quoted throughout the internet. Let's assume you have all those things in order. You've made a great pitch. I like to teach a concept called newsjacking. Now, this concept means that you're not pitching just about something that your company is doing, but that you're paying attention to something that's trending, and that's what you design an article about. Stuff that people are searching for. Stuff that people are talking about around the water cooler, as it were. That is the kind of content that you want to add to the conversation. If you can come up with an interesting and unique angle to something that everybody is talking about, guys, I'm telling you right now, that is the winning formula for pitching. But you also need to make sure that you are pitching the right person. So what you want to do is you want to spend a little bit more time on the front end, and you want to make sure that you are communicating and you are pitching to the perfect journalists for your industry. I don't want you to waste your time talking to the wrong people. Please don't blast out generic, crappy press releases to a bunch of people that nobody cares about whatever you're talking about in that press release. Using Twitter, I want you to build a list. Learn how to build a list in Twitter. Identify the journalists, put them all in that list. but I want you to monitor what they are writing about. I would rather you pitch to 2 to 3 journalists who are highly targeted rather than 20 to 30 journalists who really aren't a good fit. Okay. The old spray and pray method of public relations is dead. I want you to become that subject matter expert that can then be an expert for your industry. And I want you to go back to that well with that journalist, and I want you to serve them month after month after month after month. I've been on TV or radio now more than 1,000 times because of this formula. As a result, I don't have to worry about where my customers come from. I don't have to worry about Facebook advertising. I don't have to worry about any of that, because I know that every Tuesday morning when I go into my local Fox affiliate, I'm going to get at least 50 people that are going to sign up at my website. So there you go. That is a crash course in how to pitch. Again, make sure you're pitching via Twitter. Make sure it's always focused upon them. Make sure you're not just blasting out press releases. Make sure you're using good Twitter etiquette. Make sure that you're relevant. And heaven forbid, please, please, please stop what you're doing. Don't approach any more influencers or journalists, producers, that sort of thing, if your digital reputation, website, and social media aren't looking really good. Take care of all those things, do this right, and I promise you, you are going to start getting placed everywhere. And when you start getting all that media exposure, you know what happens? Your traffic is going to go way up. Your sales are going to go way up, and you're going to start building a huge audience that is going to pay you for life. So I hope that that has been exceptionally helpful. My name is Josh Elledge. If you want to continue learning about how to get free PR, you can visit upendpr.com. I've got a free resource guide you can have there, and I'll even email you some free videos that will teach you everything you need to know so that you can absolutely do this yourself. Thank you so much for listening, and back to Omar.
Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by the creative pros at Creative Live. Creative Live helps people unlock their creative potential. Their online creative catalog is a great place to rekindle your artistic spark or dig into new skills like photography, design, crafting, music production, or business savvy. You can watch classes in their massive online catalog or come attend live and learn from the best, like experts like Tim Ferriss, Ann Geddes, or Alex Bloomberg. They'll show you how to bring your A-game to whatever revs your engine. Guys, I highly recommend them. I've been to their classes live. I've been a part of a class. So get into it. Go to creativelive.com/MBA. And get 20% off any of Creative Live's classes. Again, go ahead and jump into this vibrant community of great creators. Go to creativelive.com/MBA and save 20% on any of their classes. Okay, guys. I know your mind just got blown by Josh's amazing lesson. I want you just to regroup right now. I want you just to take down some notes of what you just learned. Rewind if you have to. Because the strategies he used, getting to know people on Twitter, helping them out, giving them value. These things work. I've done it myself. I've built relationships with great writers from different publications. And because they respected the fact that I gave first before I asked, I never had to ask. I was in sight, in mind, and when they wrote their article about whatever topic they were writing that concerned my business or concerned our podcast, they were happy to write about us because they experienced us. And guys, this is not rocket science. This is relationships. I always recommend people that I know and trust. And journalists are going to do the same because they want to make sure their articles are solid. I just love today's lesson. I love Josh's style too. He's so straightforward. He's honest. He's to the point. Thanks, Josh, for that awesome lesson. Guys, our lessons keep on rolling every single day, 7 days a week here on the $100 MBA Show. Make sure you hit the subscribe button so you get them all automatically. And remember, iTunes only shows the first 300 episodes. We're well over 460 episodes now, 471 actually. So if you want to get the back catalog, make sure you subscribe. If you subscribe, you get all our episodes automatically. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. But before I go, I want to leave you with this. I want you to sink your teeth in what you learned today, because building those relationships with people that really can help your business and really get you out there is important. It's a part of being an entrepreneur. We talked about how important relationships are on our show a whole bunch of times. But these relationships, they can really make a difference. And they don't have to be fake. Be genuine about it. Help them out. Show them value. And don't worry about anything in return. It's the practice, because eventually it's going to stick and people are going to appreciate it and you'll get the PR that you need. All right, guys, I'll check you in tomorrow's episode. Until then, take care.